Public schools across the country are increasingly becoming less white, but districts are far behind in hiring diverse teachers. That's playing out in a South Suburban high school, where kids are headed back to class next week. Administrators are taking a second look at how they teach and relate to their students. WBEZ Susie Ahn reports as part of an occasional series on the growing diversity in Chicago suburbs and how schools are adjusting.
Mia Pettigrew spent all 4 years of high school at Thornton Fractional South in South Suburban Lansing. She graduated this spring.
If you look back in the yearbooks, the 70s, the 80s, even the 90s, it's very prevalent that TS South was definitely dominated by, Caucasians.
Mia was part of the 60% black student population at the high school. Hispanic students are on the rise, about 20%. But less than two decades ago, the school looked very different, about 70% white.
I've never had a class with an African-American teacher. However, I know about maybe two in the whole school.
Unlike the student population, the staff at the Thornton Fractional School District has only slightly changed. The teaching staff is about 80% white, a small decline from 10 years ago. It mirrors a national trend. In 2015, white students accounted for 49% of the national public school population, down from 61% in 2010. Meanwhile, there's been little change among teachers. The national teaching population remains about 80% white. Studies show teachers of color are beneficial for all students, especially black boys who are more likely to go to college if they've had a black teacher in elementary school. Mia says she took it upon herself to get to know the black teachers at her school.
The African-American teachers at TF South really treat us like we're their kids. They feel like they have to look out for us. Because of your skin color, this might happen. In a school where there is mainly blacks, that's very valuable advice.
It could take years for schools like TF South to have meaningful staff diversity. So what are administrators doing to make sure current teachers are culturally responsive to students?
Talking about equity issues and what barriers might exist in terms of implicit bias that sometimes white teachers don't realize exist, and just having those open and difficult conversations.
Jacob Gorley, who is white, has been principal at TF South for the past few years and started as a teacher there in the 90s. He's seen the change over time, and it wasn't always smooth. The school is known as the Rebels, and up until the mid-90s, the mascot was a soldier adorned with the Confederate flag. The school no longer has an official mascot, and it removed the Confederate imagery. But it came with heated debate, and some think it contributed to some white families leaving the area. Gorley says the district is being intentional about hiring diverse teachers, but it's struggling.
In my 3 years as principal, just over half of our new hires have been people of color, which is pretty significant compared to the applicant pool range, which is, as I said, overwhelmingly Caucasian.
The school board brought on a new superintendent last year, Dr. Teresa Lance, who is black. She's been pushing new initiatives to better meet the needs of black and Hispanic students, like a curriculum audit.
One of the findings of that was that we needed to do some culture enrichment in terms of our curriculum, that it was kind of stale and Eurocentric.
Principal Gorley says that resulted in a curriculum rewrite in June, which includes whether a student is, quote, getting the content rather than being compliant, and prioritizing focus on the student's connection with the lesson and lived experience. The district also offered a training this year to help teachers get a fresh take on cultural differences.
Traditional white Catholic teacher taking the student's choral response to a prompt as disrespectful, whereas in black church, that response is affirming the person who is speaking. Those kinds of things are eye-opening to people.
Gorley says that lack of awareness may have led a teacher to wrongly reprimand a student. In turn, the student may have shut down in class.
There is an achievement gap among the students as well, and so that is something that we need to look at.
Last year, 40% of TF South white students met standards on math and English on the SAT. Compare that to only 15% of black students who met standards for English and 12% for math. Some parents complain that the district hasn't done enough to address racial disparities. Cheryl Black was the first person of color to be elected to the district school board in 2011.
Both of my sons went through the AP and honors track. But what we found is that typically in their AP and honors classes, they were the only male students of color in those classes.
She says teachers seem to favor other students over black boys. National studies show that that's common. Black boys are least likely to be referred to advanced classes and more likely to receive discipline. While more schools across the country are taking up equity and diversity initiatives, consultants like Dr. Aaron Griffin say there's still a long way to go. Griffin is director for diversity, equity, and inclusion for a set of charter schools in Denver, Colorado. He led trainings at TF South and other districts and says some people avoid talking about it because they fear being labeled a racist.
You will have individuals who will say, I don't see color, I don't see race, I only see children. That for me is an excuse that you're not willing to change what you're doing to meet the needs of children.
He says a common practice schools fall into is sending a black student to a black teacher for discipline, when that should be addressed in the front office. That's resulted in high turnover rates nationally for the already small number of teachers of color.
So if there's a racial issue, all staff are supposed to address that. If there's a genderism, classism, sexist issue, all staff are supposed to address that.
Griffin says the teachers he met at TF South were enthusiastic about what they learned, but he cautioned them to consider how they relate to students.
They don't have to be quote-unquote down. They don't have to be quote-unquote lit. They don't have to be quote-unquote height. No. Be who you are. Be authentic versus you embarrassing yourself, culturally appropriate my culture and talk like me and walk like me and act like that's not it.
Principal Gorley says the trainings were voluntary, but eventually all staff will cycle through. He says they're committed to continue the work no matter how uncomfortable it gets.
What I found is, for the most part, people want social justice in this country, at least in this profession. We have to trust each other enough to have those difficult conversations and grow together.
Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.